Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Now, Mike in New Haven.
Hello.
No, don't say hello. Just say nothing yet, okay? I didn't introduce you yet. I'm trying to set... See, you are such an annoying kid. I don't know why I have you here. I am trying to set up the audience for you, and I will address you when I want you. Right. Mike in New Haven asked to come. He calls all the time. He's a kid, right? You know that. He's very, very young, but we let him call in. And I met him at FrancescaCon, and he asked if he could come in and see the show. So I told him to call Mons, and I figured, what the heck, he'll never call Mons. But he did. He kept calling Mons. So Mons said, all right. So he's here today, and he's been observing. He's been in the studio driving Mons and Chris nuts.
Yeah, I regret the decision.
And Chris is, you know, sitting around waiting for his wife to call. She's like 2 weeks past the due date already, so he's like a bundle of nerves there. And he's got to listen to you babbling around for 2 hours. So, I mean, so he has, as soon as he came in, I ran past him in the. He was at security when I came into the offices today, and when I came into the lobby, he yelled at me from across the place where he was at the security desk. You know where that is. So he's screaming at me from the security desk. So in this case, I didn't know he was here already. So I said, yeah, hi. And I ran onto the elevator. I'm like, can I get away from this whack job? So I knew he'd be at the security desk for 15 minutes. I was going to say, I don't know who that guy is. He's a stalker. Get him out of here. But I let him go. I let him come up. And then he's been here now. And as soon as he got upstairs, what do you think he said? Not thanks for letting me watch the show. Am I getting on the show? Am I getting on the show? Am I getting on the show? And that's all he has said every commercial since 1 o'clock.
Not every.
So the only way we can get him out of here before his mom comes and picks him up, and I mean, the lady has to be a saint. I mean, an absolute saint.
She is. I love my mom.
To put up with you, okay, since he's going to finish my sentences here for me, but the only way we can get you out of here and back into your mother's car and back to New Haven is to put you on the air. So we figured this is the easiest way to get you out of the building is to put you on and let you have your moment. So I'm sure in the last 30 seconds you have contacted everybody at that blog you work. Where do you work now?
Gotham Sports Network.
Gotham. You've told me that 15 times today. So Gotham Sports Network. Now you've given them a big plug. So they whatever they pay you, they should double it because they just that's more than they could probably have in their advertising budget to get that mention on the show.
And I had a friend of mine, SeatSwap Tickets, that sponsored Francesca Khan. He says hello to Dan Marcus from SeatSwapTickets.com.
Okay, that's great. So now you mentioned him. So is there anybody else you have to mention? Do you
that's
have to
it.
Mention your boss so you get another byline? Or do you have to mention him too?
Nah, it's all
Who's
right.
your boss at Gotham Sports?
My editor-in-chief. I have two bosses, Julian Cardillo and Ethan Levy.
All right, now you got yourself another
that's it,
byline.
That's my, those are my last
plugs. Okay, so that's it. So you got them plugged now. You got the website plugged.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you got that done. I mean, that's more attention than they've gotten in how many years they've been in business?
We've been in business at Gotham right. for almost 3 years.
Well, now they
we
got more
10,000 followers on
yeah,
Twitter,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, okay. now they got, they heard a few, they got their name mentioned in front of a few more than that just now. So
oh, yeah,
they're ahead of the game. All right. What is it, since you've had this burning desire to get on the show and promised me you would knock it out of the park when you got on the show, okay? So what is it you would like to chat about since you are now here?
Your future?
No. That's not going to be discussed.
My calls. So, I guess we could.
Your call?
Or sports.
So, wait.
Sports.
What do you want to talk about
scene.
Is you?
No. Okay. I'm kidding.
You're going to knock out of the park talking about yourself?
Let's talk about the New York sports scene. Yankees
Why
and
Why
don't
you do that? Go ahead. I'll give you the floor. Here,
you've mentioned.
Here is Mike in New Haven's going to now tell you.
No, I
want to
have a back and forth.
Oh, excuse me. You want to have a conversation.
Yeah.
You don't have a monologue plan.
I want a back and forth with you.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, okay.
New York sports scene. Let's cover
the Yankees.
Very nice
of me. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Well, let's not. Just give me a thought or two because covering the teams is not really what I'm looking to do. It's not like we're going to spend the hour going through a rundown here. Okay. So, what is it? Is there anything special you would like to get across? Any burning thoughts that you have that are pressing that you have to get out?
Let's banter about this for a second. We can maybe get into the Knicks draft if we wanted to also, because I saw some reports on Frank Ntilikina, which are pretty promising. You talked about Tanaka earlier. We're getting everything out of CeCe that we haven't out of Masahiro. Masahiro's ERA is near 6, obviously.
Right.
I'm trying to think, and I wanted to gauge your thoughts on this. The Yankees are ahead of schedule, clearly. They're not supposed to be in this position. I'm thrilled that they are. It's great to see them playing this well. I don't know if they could sustain it, but we'll see.
Right.
That said, I mean, you get a lot of calls on this. Do you see them making a move at the deadline to try it? Because, I mean, I doubt Tanaka is going to keep pitching like this, but we're in June. The months are going by pretty quick. And before you know it, we will be at July 31st. If Tanaka's ERA isn't below 5, below 4, because it shouldn't be over 4 with the kind of pitcher that he is, not only will they make a move at the deadline, who should they get in Europe?
Well, it's too early for that. I can't give you who should they get.
We're a month away. What do you mean?
No, you're not a month away. Well, not a month away. You're late July. That's the last 10 days of July.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the first 10 days of June. So you're almost, you're 50 days away from that. So no, you're not there yet by any stretch of the imagination. So the bottom line is you don't know yet who you're going to get. And you don't know what Tanaka is going to be like then. You don't know what your rotation is going to look like then. You have not had an injury to the rotation. So with all that being said, you got a lot of ground to make up. You want to see where the team is. You want to see where your prospects are. But yes, they will be in. They will be players. They will look to add a player. They will look to add a pitcher. They will give up a prospect. All of that is true. But it's something that they don't have to decide on today, and they can take their sweet time on. So it will happen. And yes, I mean, they now expect to be in it the whole way. I think they do expect that to happen. I think there's no reason to think that they won't. They've seen the competition. They see the flaws in the competition. So,
Baltimore's not legit.
Well, I think the other teams are okay. The other teams are all fine. Toronto could win it. The bottom line is that that's not going to be the issue. And the Yanks aren't going to run away and hide, but they're going to hang in there. And they will have to add pitching. I don't think there's any question. But we'll see who it is. And I don't know what Tanaka's going to be doing at the time, nor does anybody else. We'll have to wait and see because there's no question that he can turn it around. We'll see if he does. So there's a lot of time left. So what else is on your mind before
Knicks
I throw you
draft. Knicks draft.
Knicks draft. I don't want to do the Knicks
You don't
draft.
Want to do the Knicks?
No, because you're talking about a player you've never seen. So
I haven't seen Ntilikina in person. I've seen highlights. I wrote about him.
Oh, stop.
I wrote about
highlights.
Him.
Highlights. Okay, give me your scouting report on this kid Europe
well,
who no one's seen.
Not just a kid from Europe, but there's also a lot of rumors with the Knicks and the potential trade.
No, tell me about trades, which you don't know anything about.
I read about this.
That doesn't mean it's true.
No, I'm saying there's a rumor.
Tell me about the player now that you've never seen that you know so much about.
Being
that.
At... being at the number 8 spot in this draft.
Forget that. Tell me about the guy in Europe.
I'm saying it might not be such a bad thing, because if you read about Nedeljkina, for a guard, a defensive guard can succeed in the NBA. Just look no further than Ricky Rubio.
Who's not even a good player.
He's a good defensive player.
Oh, he's not even.
He's a very good defender.
That's what you want to draft, is Ricky Rubio?
I'm saying he can. The thing about Rubio is Rubio can defend and facilitate.
Oh, stop. Nedeljkina. I don't want Ricky Rubio. If he's only as good as Ricky Rubio, I don't want him.
No, he can be better than Ricky Rubio. And one of the reasons, not the reason why, is for a guard, he has a 7'1 wingspan. And down the stretch, that wingspan can be key.
That's great. So, we're looking to put a defensive guard with Porzingis. That's our plan now, is to put a defensive guard with...
He could facilitate.
Oh, okay.
His assist numbers would be just fine.
How do we know that?
Look at his stats from the France League.
It's France.
Doesn't mean that you can't invalidate his assist numbers just because it's another country.
Yes,
come on,
you can.
Now.
I mean, you don't know this
guy. Did you think the Spurs did that to Manny when he came over from the Spanish League?
You don't know what's going to happen with these guys. You have no idea. That's why it's not even worth talking about. You know, draft a guy from here and leave me alone with that guy. Okay.
What are you going to do at number 8? De'Aaron Fox most likely will not be there.
He's not Fox. De'Aaron won't Fox. Make 4, no less 8.
Obviously, Lonzo and Markel aren't going
to
be there.
All right, I got to go. Goodbye. Mike, you can sit over there and be quiet. I got to talk to CeCe. All right. Okay. All right. Back to you now that I got CeCe out of the way.
That was cool.
Yeah. Okay. You like that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was fun.
You didn't have a chance to hear it, huh?
I heard CeCe. Yeah. I was just sitting right next to here, so I caught him.
You didn't have a headset on, so I didn't know if you could hear it. You don't need one unless the only reason you needed one is if to hear CeCe, which I didn't know was coming up. I didn't know when he was coming up. You don't need one to talk to me. You can hear me.
Yeah, so that's it.
You know, and we're not taking any calls if you were looking to take calls.
No,
we're not taking any calls. Sorry, you don't get to do that.
No.
So tell me what are you doing? You are a guy who calls who is very young, first of all.
I've been calling
you. They hear you all the time. They hear you when you get a little goofy, but they hear you normally when you call, and you call a lot. Mm-hmm. All right. You are in junior college. Right?
Yes, freshman year.
Freshman year. You want to be a fireman.
Or a paramedic. Something in emergency services. And I'll tell you quickly here. You know, when I was 8, I saw a documentary on 9/11. And there was one part where there were firemen rushing back to the World Trade Center while everyone ran away.
That's exactly right.
And
yes.
That inspired me. You know what?
Oh,
at
good.
That moment,
that's
I
a
said,
good reason.
That's what I want to do.
Have you ever been around a firehouse or gone around?
Some friends of my mom. My mom's got some friends who are police officers and firemen. And, you know, when I was little, one of my fondest memories is being in the firehouse, and a friend of mine just put me up on the truck when I was a little tyke, you know.
Now, I could say this. You were homeschooled. That's a different thing. Mm-hmm. First of all, why were you homeschooled?
Well, I'll try to not give you a sob story here. But
I don't want a sob story, but what was the reason?
You know, I went through a tough time in middle school. I was an easy target.
You didn't fit in school?
Nah, you know, I was an easy target.
Why?
Everybody else was just there to try to be cool and not learn. I was just trying to learn my stuff, man. And
wait a second. Why can't... Wasn't this a public school?
Yeah, you know,
weren't you just a normal kid?
To them, I wasn't, man. They just mocked me.
So they gave you a hard time?
Yeah, unfortunately.
I mean, we're talking about verbal or physical abuse?
Verbal, primarily.
Okay, and you were very uncomfortable?
Yeah, it was not a happy time.
So you didn't have any friends?
I had a couple, but, you know, I was just, for some reason, I was public enemy
so
number
what
one.
Year did you chuck it? What year did you decide I'm going to be homeschooled?
Oh, after I graduated middle school. I graduated middle school in June of 2014.
Well, what grade does that mean?
To middle school?
Yeah, 8th grade?
Yeah. Graduated from
eighth
grade.
Okay, so I don't know if middle school is 8th grade, 9th grade, you know.
No.
When I went to school, Catholic school was 1 to 8, then you went to high school.
Then you went, okay.
Okay, so I don't know, middle school is 7, 8, 9 or 7 and 8?
7 and 8.
All right,
9
so
is high school.
9, you had to go to high school.
Yeah.
And you didn't go to high school.
No, I did high school. I just
oh, you went to, no, but I, you didn't go to a regular high school.
Yeah, I went online.
You did high school at home.
Mm-hmm.
So who checked your work?
Well, it was online. I did it on the computer. So what I would do...
But, I mean, who made sure you weren't watching, you know, reruns of Baywatch or whatever it is that was on? I mean...
Well, listen, I have a lot of self-discipline. I take my work very seriously.
All right, so you stayed home.
Not into Baywatch
anyway. Was your mom working?
Yeah. So what I did, I would...
Were you home by yourself?
Yeah, I just try to be good. So what
Are you an only child?
No, I have an older sister. She's listening right now.
Okay, what's her name?
Jylene.
All right, Jylene. So was she, like, checking out your stuff or no?
No, she works, too. So what I would do is, listen, I'm old enough to where, obviously, I'm not going to burn the house down.
No,
so,
but I mean, you could have been flunking off. You might not have wanted to do your work, but you wanted to do your work.
I did.
Okay.
I've always been that way.
So how do you graduate?
Well, what happened is there's a bar, and if you get up to 100%, you have finished the program. There's obviously electives as well. I did that. They sent me a diploma in the mail.
And did you apply to a lot of colleges or a few?
No, I already had it since I applied to basically the same college my sister had went to. So
that was it?
That was it for me.
Just the junior college? You didn't apply to any 4-year schools or anything?
No.
Just to see if you would get in?
No, I don't think. I don't think so.
All right. So now you're in junior high. Now you're in junior college.
Freshman year.
And you're doing well in junior college?
Yeah. So far, so good. I just wrapped up. I'm taking it easy. I'm young, man. I'm 17 years old. But the goal is
you're in college at 17. So that's young.
The goal is to have my associate's by 19.
Okay. So in 2 years, you're going to have associate degree.
That's
or you're going to get a 4-year degree?
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
All right. So yeah, I would think that would be a good idea to get a 4-year degree, though.
I mean,
you might need one.
I don't know where my life's going to be. I don't even know if I'm going to be breathing in 2 years. You know,
You're going to be breathing.
Hopefully,
I mean, come on now. What do you mean? Yes, you're going to be breathing.
You can't predict the future, man.
Well, you're going to assume at 17 you're going to be around at 19. Okay.
Yeah.
So you want to get a 4-year degree?
We'll see. I'm weighing my options.
Do you
right
want to be a talk show host or no?
I love this.
Then what's your fascination with this if you don't want to be a talk show host? Why are you fascinated?
Well, it's kind of always
this?
Been a fascination I had. Here's a story of how I got into the station. I came home one day when I was 6 years old and you and Chris were still on Yes.
Right.
I'm expecting a Yankee matinee. I turn on the TV. It's Mike and the Mad Dog. My mom comes into the room. She's like, I thought the Yankee game was on. Who are these two old guys?
I'm like, old guys? I mean, what do you mean old guys?
I'm like, I don't know, but I like them. And I've been listening ever since.
Where's your mother? I'm going to give her a piece of my mind. What do you mean old guys?
It was 06, so I don't know. Yeah, it was
if I was old and six, I'm in trouble now. I mean, geez. I mean,
it was that little faint memory of watching you know, and Chris, Mike and the Mad Dog at that time, and I've stayed.
So are you raised by a single mom or no?
For the last eight years, unfortunately, no dad in the picture. You know.
Okay. I didn't have one either, so I know the.
Yeah,
I know we got that common ground.
You know?
Yeah, I know the deal. So okay, so you have a good mom. She dropped you off here today.
Mm-hmm.
You think maybe she was trying to get rid of you? Do you think she's going to be around for a return trip?
This was.
We sure we can get her to come in and pick you up, or is she going to like leave a note and like you know and your clothes or something there?
She's not a fan of yours.
Because
sometimes when you don't go easy on me, she'll be like, oh, I can't stand that.
Well, I expect her to be protective of your son. I think she's very right about that.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a lot of right to be mad at me mm-hmm. when I give you a hard time.
Go easy on me. I call up and give you some good stuff.
But she's got to, did she know you were dropping you off here? How did she know if I'm such an ogre, how did she know I was going to let you in the building?
Well, she knows that I kept in touch with Mons.
But that doesn't mean you were going to get in the building. I could have called security and gotten you thrown out.
You wouldn't do that. Come on. Compared to what other people may say or do, I mean, I'm tame. I'm harmless.
Right.
And look at me now.
But she must have trusted you. She dropped you off at the building.
Yeah, I'm old enough. I'm old enough to know for myself what to do and how to act.
Right. You sure she's going to pick you up? She's not going to we're not going to get a suitcase and all of a sudden we own you. I mean, all of a sudden you're going to be here for life or something.
I would hope so. And it's been a dream come true. It's been fun being here. And I didn't think, I've been playing out the scenario in my head for months. And so far, so good. It's been
playing out what scenario?
If I got on the air with you, how would this go? And so you're loving it. You're smiling. You're laughing. I'm giving you some good radio right now. You're loving it.
You really are delusional. You know that?
Yes.
I mean, a man can dream. You really are delusional.
A man can dream.
You are a delusional kid. All right. In your waning moments of this dream of yours,
mm-hmm. Before I wake up,
what do you want to happen in this? What is it you'd like to tell the audience, or what other part would you like to? What other words of wisdom would you like to leave us with before you go back to the regular part of your day and you can go home and your mom can tell you what a rotten guy I am all the way home? What else?
Here are the words of wisdom. Follow your boy on Twitter at @Cologne_GSN.
Who is my boy?
I'm talking about me.
Oh, you're talking about yourself
as
your boy? No wonder no one likes you. I mean, you can't talk about yourself like follow your boy. I mean, what is that?
Follow yours truly.
Say, please follow me.
On Twitter, @Cologne_GSN.
Not your boy. You know, me. You know, please follow me.
I'm a millennial. That's how we talk.
No, it's not. No, no one talks like that. I'm telling you, no one talks. That's why someone didn't like you in fifth grade, because you talk like that.
What makes me such an enigma and such a rarity, to where I come here and I'm giving you, like I said, you know, a good 10 minutes of radio. You're loving this.
I'm laughing. I can't wait for it to end. What do you mean I'm loving it?
And so many people on Twitter, I'm pretty sure my Twitter's blowing up right now.
Oh, yeah. And
I'm famous.
Really, this is all delusional.
I'm kidding.
I mean, really. Listen, you can't wait. Where is your... Why don't you check your phone and see if it's blowing
up
before you get
it? You want me to read some of the mentions too?
No, I do not want you to read anything.
Oh, man. I got a bunch of follows. A bunch of follows.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So this is a big moment for you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yes. So listen, I'm glad I could make your dream happen here. Mm-hmm. So we just hope that, you know, you can go home. Don't call today.
I won't.
I mean, you've used up your allotment. Matter of fact, maybe September would be a good time to check in with us.
I won't spoil it. I won't check back in.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or maybe the day after I leave will be a good time. You know, 16th of December might be a good time.
You'll hear from me before then. I hate to break it to you.
All right. Have
Thank
a good
you,
trip.
Thank you. This All was right. fun.
Mike in New Haven, back after this.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.